Cherokee medicine. Knowledge about Cherokee medicine was passed down from one generation to the other. People used it to heal colds, flu, and pain. According to the legend, all creation was one at one time. Plants, fishes, animals, humankind, and even weather elements like the wind could communicate with each other. Everything worked together in harmony. All these elements submitted themselves with the goal of helping humans survive. Animals sacrificed themselves out of their own accord so that humans could have meat to eat. They realized that their skin were much tougher than that of humans. Therefore, they gave up their skin for humans to use for cloth and shelter. Birds, fish, and insects that crawled all sacrificed for the benefit of humankind. Plants, trees, and rocks were all given for the benefit of humans so that they could be comfortable and survive. There was an agreement where humans could make use of anything they wanted, as long as they used what was just enough for them and not more than that. Everything went well. However, the number of human beings started multiplying. Humans began to feel more important than all the other creatures. They started taking whatever they wanted without permission, and they took it in great numbers. They weren't even thankful for all they got. This led to the agreement that they had before being broken. The animals came together to fight against this impunity. They decided to plague any human that killed them and didn't sacrifice them as required with disease. The plants argued against this cause and pleaded on behalf of humankind. They argued that humans also misused them and trampled upon them and burned them. However, they argued that if humans were wiped out by the plague that the animals would send, they would change. This is because humans wouldn't be able to learn from their mistakes. The plants argued that man should be kept alive. Therefore, they pledged that for whatever disease the animals plagued humans with, the plants would give them a cure for it. The plants said that humans should pay attention to them when they are speaking. The Circle of Medicine. 2000 BC humans used roots for medicine. 1000 AD humans abandoned the use of roots for prayer. 1500 AD prayer was dismissed as being superstitious and was replaced with snake oil. 1940 AD snake oil was swapped with pills. 1985 AD pills were dismissed for antibiotics. 2007 AD antibiotics were seen as being ineffective and were being replaced by the root. Cherokee medicine. Knowledge about Cherokee medicine was passed down from one generation to the other. This is the same way that other forms of healing were passed down from one person to another. The Cherokee people consulted their healers, not only when they needed Cherokee medicine, but also when they had other problems in their lives. Most people used the Cherokee medicine when they needed healing for colds, flu, and pain. Some of the most popular herbs that Cherokee medicine made use of included boneset tea when someone had a cold or flu. In addition, people used the bark of wild cherry when one had a cough, sore throat, or diarrhea. Blue cohosh root was added to tea in order to minimize childbirth pain and make delivery quick. The Cherokee medicine for people with diabetes was wild carrots, blossoms, and devil's club. Many individuals utilized dogwood, willow bark, and feverwort to treat fever. Caregivers provided pennyroyal teas to people who had headaches in order to soothe the pain. Native hemlock was the Cherokee medicine for people who had the flu. The Cherokee medicine that was used during operations as a sedative was mixed with wild lettuce, wild black cherry, and hops. Many folks used green hellebore, dogbane, and American hemp to treat heart and circulatory issues. These Native American medicines set the foundation for contemporary medicines that are widely used, such as penicillin. Conclusion. Note that this information was derived from the Cherokee Nation Cultural Resource Center. The council states that these plants are medicinal since they have strong chemicals that people may use for healing. However, if individuals do not employ these plants properly, then they can be abused. Cherokee herbalists have lots of experience. They have also undergone extensive training, so they know what they are doing. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article, 7 Forgotten Plants the Native Americans Used for Medicine. Do you have any additional thoughts on the benefits of Cherokee medicine for living off the grid? Let us know in the comments below.